And we turn back to this election season. We're reminded that Black Americans cemented their right to vote 51 years ago with passage of the Voting Rights Act. In 1920, women broke down barriers to the ballot box. But homeless Americans have only done that in the last 30 years. In Los Angeles and San Francisco, there are measures on this year's ballot that could have a big impact on the homeless. And there's a renewed effort to ensure that Californians without a home at least have a vote. Stephen Cuevas from Here Now contributor KQED reports.
Billy Cunningham's been eligible to vote almost as long as he's lived in San Francisco.
I've been here over 40 years. Came to San Francisco about 10 or 11.
Cunningham, who's African American, says not even the chance to vote for America's first Black president could move him.
Never really been into voting, just politics and none of that.
Cunningham fell on hard times a while back, was homeless for a time. Now he's living in a single-room occupancy hotel operated by Episcopal Community Services of San Francisco. He also enrolled in a civics course offered by the nonprofit.
Voting came up one day, and I registered to vote in class.
Yeah, Billy became a first-time voter and I'll say this because we're the same age, very mature adult.
Catherine Powell is Billy's teacher.
And I really like the fact that Billy's a voter and is sort of spreading that enthusiasm to other students.
Powell's civics course includes discussion of voting rights, how to read an election manual, that kind of thing. It's designed for people who are homeless or, like Billy, just getting back on their feet.
Yes, a lot of people just haven't had the chance to be engaged or somehow thought that their vote wouldn't matter.
Not only does their vote matter, say advocates, but you can cast that ballot even if you have no fixed address.
So luckily, you can.
Pete White is the executive director of the L.A. Community Action Network, or L.A. CAN. He says people can list a shelter or public park where they sleep. They don't even need to be that specific.
On the voter registration affidavit, right under address, it says address or cross streets.
Volunteers recently wrapped up a 30-day voter registration project in Skid Row, a stretch of downtown home to a big concentration of shelters and other services. They went tent to tent, person to person, with clipboards and voter applications. And right up until Election Day, LA CAN is trying to locate registered voters to make sure they can vote if they want to. Voters like this man.
I'm General T.C. Timothy Clark Alexander. T.C. Alexander.
T.C. Alexander lives in a tent on the sidewalk just outside the offices of L.A. CAN. After he feeds his dog some lunch, we duck inside the building to get away from the street noise.
Are you interviewing now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, how long have you been out here in Skid Row?
Man, back and forth, you know, like...
A long time. Even so, Alexander rarely misses the chance to vote. When he was a kid, he joined his mom on voter registration drives across L.A. He also joined more recent demonstrations to help spur California to revise its voter eligibility rules in the 1980s.
You don't need ID to vote. Why should you have an address to vote? You have to fight for everything. And so we had to fight for that right for homeless people, excuse my chair for squeaking, the right to vote as citizens of the United States.
There's about 500,000 homeless people in the country, about 28,000 in the city of L.A. alone. And many are watching this election closely. There's a $1.2 billion bond measure on the city ballot that supporters hope will spur construction of up to 10,000 units of permanent supportive housing. And in San Francisco, voters are weighing Proposition Q. It aims to crack down on makeshift homeless encampments by requiring people to move into a shelter if space is available.
Put them in jail and make money off of them.
Right, okay.
Prop Q made for lively discussion during that civics class that Catherine Powell teaches at Episcopal Community Services. It was Billy Cunningham's first chance to consider its pros and cons.
The city does need to be cleaned up, but where are you going to put these people? There's only 4 or 5 shelters, and I know they're overcrowded. I'd rather walk over people than to have people just pushed aside and no telling what you're going to do with them.
Cunningham says he hadn't really planned to launch a one-man voter drive, but there is this friend of his, a Vietnam vet who's homeless.
I believe he prefers to live on the streets. Why, I don't know, but I believe he is a registered voter.
So maybe he'll start there. For Here and Now, I'm Stephen Cuevas in Los Angeles.